Hello, hello, my friends. I am Jenny Lin, and this is my show. I am a wife and mom of two crazy kiddos. I have struggled many years with chronic illness and pain. I have a passion to find out as much as I can while navigating through life not always feeling 100%. I have realized that having a positive mindset is a must in today's crazy world. You deserve to live this life showing up as your best self, and I can help you get there. If you've been feeling lost after becoming a mom, you're not alone. I know that incredible woman is still in there, just begging to be found. I am here to create a safe, non-judgmental space for like-minded women. Let's empower each other. I am so happy you're here. Now, let's jump into the 123 Mom Squad podcast with me, Jenny Lin. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the 123 Mom Squad podcast. Today, you get me. And it's just going to be a short, quick episode as I have been extremely busy and just kind of doing a ton of different things going every which way. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with that type of crazy hectic schedules, being a busy mama and having, you know, 3.5 dogs. I say 3.5 because 3 are mine, but I've got my sister's dog that I watch pretty much every single day, and she just pretty much lives here. So that's the half. I took my kids to the Great Wolf Lodge this past weekend when we had Martin Luther King Day, and they brought a friend with them for the first time. Now, we used to take them all the time when they were young, but we haven't been up there, obviously, since pre-COVID. So they are now with the ages of 12 and 13 and obviously don't want to hang out with each other anymore. I mean, being a boy and girl, that's hard enough as it is. They definitely bang their heads together a lot. So we decided to take friends with them. So there were 6 of us inside of our hotel room, which made for a lot of chaos. Very loud, loud nights. The boys had a very hard time trying to calm down. And I don't know what it is, but why do boys insist on making all sorts of noises? And they think that it's funny. And you know what? It is funny for like the first, 3 hours. And then after that, it's like, all right, listen, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and the two of them are just watching TikTok videos, laughing at each other, sleeping together on the sofa bed, and I'm laughing at them, and then I'm smothering them with a pillow, and they think that it's funny. In the meantime, I'm internally just like dying inside. I'm just absolutely exhausted, and I'm like, I really, really want to go to sleep. And you can't sleep soundly in a hotel to begin with, you know. So luckily the girls, they kind of did their own thing, and they didn't even really acknowledge that the boys were making noises, because I know sometimes it feeds into that. But yeah, so it was a long weekend, but you know what, the kids had fun, they made memories. It was nice to be up there again to just see how they now do things on their own within the space that they have become so familiar with in the past few years. But it's really nice. It is a super, super duper expensive place to go. Everything there besides the water park, you need to spend money on. But in any event, this isn't about the vacation. It is about my anxiety level. I just wanted to touch base a little bit on that and what I've been going through the past couple months. Now, some of you know that I have had 6 abdominal surgeries in the past. They range from having 2 C-sections, a partial hysterectomy, my gallbladder was removed, then I had some lysis of adhesions. I did have a chunk of lymph nodes removed from my left armpit, and then my last one. Actually, there was like 2 surgeries together, 2 separate surgeons, but one day the one surgeon took the rest of my female parts out, and then the other surgeon came in and put a mesh over my hernia, fixed my diastasis, and did some lysis of adhesions. So I know that I'm extremely prone to adhesions, and my last surgery was a couple years ago. I knew then, the doctor did tell me, that because I am prone to all these adhesions, that there is a possibility that I'm going to need, you know, future surgeries, because the adhesions can cause other issues in your body with constricting organs and through your digestive tract. And I've done some research on that, and I've seen some images. I did just recently go for an endoscopy. Everything looked normal there, so that's good. I'm happy with that. But I have been getting a lot of pain again in my abdomen area. And so the past couple years were good. I was doing really good. I felt good. And, but that doesn't mean, you know, your health, it's a daily thing. You know, sometimes you can feel good, sometimes you're not going to feel good. But when you're a person that has had this type of surgical past, I know that there is a chance that something else could come up. I mean, maybe there's something going on with the mesh in there, but I've had some really bad pain, some cramping, bloating, constipation that I have struggled with for years, but it's just getting worse and worse no matter what I do and no matter what I take. And it's extremely frustrating, especially when I've also been working on trying to fix my hormones with a specialist in New York City. It is a compounding pharmacy that does the specialized estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone topical cream that I have already tweaked, I don't know, even like 4 or 5 times now since the beginning of the summer of 2022. And so there's that. And it's like this constant domino effect where, you know, I want to fix my hormones so I can feel better, but maybe the hormones will be like, okay, so the doctor says, well, how are you feeling? Well, hormonal wise, like, I got to try to separate that from the pain that I'm having from my stomach, because when you know, hormonal wise, okay, yes, I might feel okay. However, I'm still getting hot flashes and I sweat a lot at night. My body is extremely fatigued and sometimes very sore. And that just kind of comes and goes on a daily basis. And I think that too happens with people that struggle with chronic illness as I do. And so when the doctors or whichever doctor's office I'm at and they say, well, how are you feeling? I try to make sure that I'm focusing on which doctor I'm actually there for, what part of my body. So when I went to the GI last time, I was like, well, I'm having hot flashes. And they're like, yeah, well, that's probably nothing has to do with GI issues. And it really, really sucks that, you know, everything in our body is so intertwined and so connected. But in order for us to really fully feel balanced from head to toe, we have to make sure that we're putting the pieces together that we may be missing. The doctors and our physicians and the, you know, conventional medicine, they're not going to take the time to do that for you. There was a time, and this just was, you know, 2 years ago for me, that I wanted nothing more than any doctor. I would pay hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for a doctor to tell me, hey, listen, there's this new drug out there called ABC, you know, I got you, and you're going to feel a freaking amazing. You just take this twice a day with some water, you know, and you're good to go. That's what I wanted. I was looking for the magic pill. I didn't want to do any work. Who wants to do extra work when you're already feeling like shit? Nobody. Nobody wants to do that work. But the more I got frustrated with doctors, the more I did research on chronic illnesses, and the more that I listened to all these different health and wellness podcasts, and every single one of them has the same story. Nobody is going to make you feel better unless you yourself put the work in. And that goes for physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of that. It's all connected. Our brain, our bodies are so smart. They don't need medical intervention unless you literally need like something surgical, or you know, you broke an arm or something like that. Our bodies are so smart. We don't need all these pharmaceutical drugs to mask over these symptoms. Our bodies don't recognize the drugs. They don't know what they are. They're foreign. That's why there's a million and one different symptoms that come across when you see TV commercials, because our bodies, they're rejecting it. And I know sometimes medicine is absolutely crucial, but if we can somehow just manage our own health for the sake of our health, this is your life, your one and only life that you're getting a chance to live. Why are you putting your health 100% in the hands of your healthcare team? Why? And why do you keep going back to them? I'm as guilty as you are. I had to go for a CT this morning with a contrast. It's disgusting. I had to drink. And I also had the IV. It makes you feel like your body's in a volcano, that you're, you know, roasting yourself. But I have to get to the bottom of what is going on within my abdomen. So I feel that when things are that bad, you definitely do need medical intervention. I am not saying don't go see your doctor, but perhaps there is a different alternative method out there for you to feel better. And everybody's going to tell you this, and I've said this in the past, and I know that you've probably heard it on other podcasts as well.
Let's take a quick break.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
Why are you continuing to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? You are not going to get different results if you're doing the same things. It's just not going to happen in any part of your life, no matter what it is. If you don't change things in your relationship, nothing else is going to feel different. If you don't change things in your career, you're going to stay exactly where you are. Humans are meant to grow. We are meant to evolve. That's what the earth has been doing in all of these millions of years. So why are you okay with staying the same person that you've been for the past 5, 10 plus years? Why? You're not going to feel any different if you keep doing the same things. I encourage you to please, for whatever this is worth, your health, your life is worth you being happy. It's as simple as that. I want you and everybody listening to this podcast to live a happy freaking life because you deserve it. And if you don't take care of yourself, your life is going to just suck. And you're not going to want to do whatever it is. You're just going to be like, why should I wake up and do the same thing over and over again? Because you need to change it up. Do something different that makes you excited to move, to get out of bed. Give yourself some rewards. Celebrate those small wins, I say all the time. Celebrate the hell out of yourself. You have to do that. Everybody wants to be around a happy person, right? There's nobody around that wants to hang around with people that are just negative all the time, right? That negative energy just pulls you right down, and you'll find any excuse to get out of, just to get out of that atmosphere. Honey, we got to go because I just can't take this anymore. And that negative, horrible energy just tears at you. So instead, let's live the life that we all know that we can live. But in order to do that, you have to put in the work. You do. It's hard. It is freaking hard. And it's taken me 2 years to get to right here where I'm at talking to you. which thank you, by the way. I'm really, really glad that you're here and listening to this. I know there are millions of podcasts out there, and I hope that you're listening to other personal growth and personal development, and you know that you have that growth mindset. We are meant to evolve. You are meant to grow and learn as much as you possibly can to help you and your family. What are you telling your kids if you've got a young family or you've got teenagers or even kids that are off to college? If you're not doing any type of work to make yourself better, why are you telling your teen? Or what is it you're showing your child, that there's no motivation? You have to set those examples. Kids are sponges. We know that. You know that. So set those examples. Drink your water. Move your body. Read that book. Get off of your phone. Stop sending unnecessary texts. Stop watching TikTok, although they are super funny sometimes and it's necessary to get that quick dopamine, you know, hit. But don't do it for hours at a time. Just don't do it. I want so much for you. I want so much for you to be happy. But here's one thing that I've learned through all of this. If you're not ready to make that jump or to make that decision to live a better life, there's nothing anybody can say or nothing anybody can do to change your mind. And I am a prime example. I spent hundreds and thousands of dollars in the past decade going for functional medicine tests, getting different type of food allergy testing. And I have seen locally pretty much every type of holistic type of medicine, functional medicine doctor, integrative health practitioners, you name it. I have done it. I have seen it. I have been there. But again, I'm doing all this different work. And what I've learned from them is hugely why I am where I'm at. But when somebody tells me, hey, Jenny, you gotta lay off the sugar. Can you do that? Well, that can go one of two ways. I can say yes, and I can feel better. Or I can say, you know what? It's just not going to work. And then I can keep on complaining. And then all I'm doing is prolonging my suffering. Why? And you know what? It's not about changing or dieting, because those things never work. People want to go on diets. So I say screw diets. There is no such... Just if you're dieting, stop it. There's no reason for you to kill yourself for 2 to 3 months and then go right back to where you were. Unless you want to continue dieting just as you're doing for the rest of your life. It's not about taking things away. It's about adding things that are good for you. The colors and the fruits and the vegetables that go into our body. Staying away from processed foods. Foods that are in aluminum cans, plastic bottles. All that stuff that just seeps into plastic and then it goes right into our bodies. And years after years, and how old are you? I'm 43. So 43 years of toxins from plastics and aluminum going into your body. Do you think that you're going to feel good after you've spent decades consuming this crap? No, the answer is no, you're not going to feel good. And that's where everything that's chronic comes from. And anytime that you're taking away something like this or adding good things, it's going to take time. You've had so many layers and layers of the onion put on top of your body that it's not going to take a week. It's probably not going to take a month. It's going to take a year or more in order for your body to heal itself from the inside out. And that's just one part. Our mental, emotional trauma that we carry around is very heavy, and it manifests into pain, into physical pain. That's a whole nother topic. But that's also about, like I mentioned earlier, about getting your body balanced. Head to toe, we have to make sure that everything is moving. I like to think of it as a big grandfather clock. We've got all these gears in our body, right? And they're all moving. But when one gear is either running slowly, you know, you've got you're super anxious. So that gear is rapidly, rapidly spinning super fast. Well, what happens when that fence spins fast? Your heart rate goes up. What happens when your heart rate goes up? You might have a panic attack. After you have a panic attack, what you might do, you're going to pass out. So everything runs from head to toe as a gear. Those gears have to be in sync with each other in order for your body to run and feel right. You guys, I'm still learning. I'm still trying, but I love learning and growing and seeing what it is that my body can actually do. And it's kind of an incredible thing. I've absolutely loved this journey that I've been on thus far and the people that I have met along the way. Oh my gosh, so, so valuable. I'm so happy that I decided to get out of my comfort zone and do this and do something that is challenging for me. This is super challenging for me, you guys. But I did, and I couldn't be happier doing this. There are days, actually like today, I mean, I'm doing this very last minute, but there are days that I know that I could just instead sit on the couch with my dogs and watch, you know, an episode on Netflix. But I want to get information out to you, and I want you to know that it can totally be done, but you need to put in the work. And once you start doing that, once you start adding the things that are good for you and it just making small adjustments on a daily basis, the rewards are astronomical. You are capable of so much you don't even know. You got to do the thing, do the thing, do it with a partner, do it with a best friend, hold each other accountable, you guys. And if you're looking for somebody that maybe you don't have a friend that's close to you, I will be there as a friend. I will be there for you to hold your hand along the way. I'm rolling out this mentorship program. I will be that friend. I'm here. I'm raising my hand. That's why I created this platform. I know that we all need support and accountability, and you need it from people that actually understand where it is that you're coming from and how you feel, because that's me. I'm here. I've been there. I'm continuing my daily life practice of being alive and loving my life, and I know that you can do it too. It is going to take time, but I know that you can do it. I would love for you to join me and my new mentorship program called the Connect and Reflect program. If you want more information about it, just send me an email. I will put more information in the show notes. But you guys, we all need that mentor, that coach, that someone that can just give us that extra little bit of support. We all need it. Every coach has a coach. You don't think that celebrities out there don't have any type of coach that is just on their side, you know, giving them all the words to get from day to day and try and be the best version of themselves? Yes, everybody does. Everybody that has been successful in your eyes have one, two, I don't even know how many coaches they possibly could possibly have. But it's a lot, all right? Now, I just want to go over a couple questions that I have in a book that I got for Christmas, actually, and it's a really, really thick book, but I've been kind of reading through it here and there, and I just want to read off a couple questions that you should ask your healthcare team about anxiety. Okay, so I can put these in the show notes so you don't have to run and get a piece of paper and a pen. I want you to ask your doctor, do I have any underlying medical problems that might be causing symptoms of anxiety? Am I on any medications or using any other drugs that might be causing my anxiety? Now, this can include non-prescription medications, any type of herbal remedies, you know, supplements, teas, anything like that. What type of anxiety order do I have? And what are the treatment options for it? Do I need to take medication for it? Is it okay to take this medication with other medications that I'm already taking? Will I take it every day or can I just take it as needed? And how long will I have to be on it? Are there any side effects that I can expect from the medication? And then is there a way to minimize or prevent side effects? Now, we all know the answers to that, right? You want to minimize side effects, don't take the medication. Unfortunately, a lot of anxiety, depression, type medications come with a ton of symptoms. Now, I myself was on Lexapro for many, many years. I needed it for my anxiety. I have always just been a person that's just go, 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 go. And I have a hard time just relaxing and learning to chill out. That's my biggest thing. And I've learned a lot by just being a mom that I can't be perfect. My house can't look perfect. So I've learned patience with myself. And that is so hard. It is so, so hard. Setting boundaries. All of that helps tremendously with anxiety. But right now, for the past maybe 2 or 3 years, I'm now on Cymbalta. So it's still the same type of drug. However, Cymbalta also helps with pain. I don't know if I'm ready to come off of it. I feel like I could, but I know that that's a long type of, you know, weaning off process. I would love to get off of that as well as my cholesterol medication. And I definitely don't want to be on any type of statin for a long time, but it's been long. It's been a very, very, it's been a lot of years that I've been on my cholesterol meds as well. But for whatever reason, I mean, I'm not a smoker. I'm not overweight. I don't eat bad, but sometimes it's genetics and it's just something that I need to control. And I know I have tried to do it with diet in the past and that hasn't worked for me, which is why they had to put me on the medication. So listen, I want you to take those questions to your doctor if you are a person that might be struggling from anxiety or you currently are on any type of medication. I want you to ask your doctor those questions. All right. So wrapping up, I just want to say, hey, girl, friend, bro, I got you. You're in the right place. I would really love it if you could share this podcast or any of your favorite episodes in the past with a friend that might be struggling with a chronic illness or mental illness that you think these podcast episodes might help. I would really, really love to build this community to what I know that I can see it in my eyes in the future, where we are all friends and we can, you know, go hang out at some point and have a picnic. I would love, love to have a retreat at some point and meet my wonderful audience that has chosen to spend their time with me, which I'm so greatly appreciative. And I would love to do some fun things that I already have written down. I would love to do. So share it. Let's make this community great. And I know that we can. And I know that you all deserve to live and love that life. So if you're not a member of my private Facebook community, you can go ahead and get that link at the bottom, Loving Your Life Beyond Chronic Illness. That is my private Facebook page that I am sharing more of my personal journey and like some crazy pictures and, you know, quotes. And I want to get everybody talking to each other. But I know that we can do this. All right. I know that you can do this, but you have to put in the work, y'all. You have to do it. There is not a magic pill out there. I'm sorry. And there's not a genie out there that can grant you a wish to feel better. You have to put in the work, but it's never too late and you're not too old. Okay. You're not too old. So stop shaking your head. I can see you, y'all. Stop it. I know you can do it. All right. And if you need help and you don't know where to start, all you got to do is send me an email. You know where to find me. Check me out in the show notes and follow, rate, review, subscribe, do all the things. I love you guys. Until next time, we'll see ya. Thank you all for being here. I am so glad we found each other. See you next time. Have an incredible day, my beautiful friends.